Okay, John and Amy here with morning epiphanies, morning awakenings.
Yes, as I'm still finishing my
breakfast. We were just discussing. I didn't want to let it slip, you know, you get these awesome revelations. And Amy just gave this pictorial that was... You know, it's like everybody can relate to this, and it's the beached whale syndrome. Mm-hmm. What is that? Well, you can picture a beached whale in your mind right now after having said that, and you can come up with a lot of different scenarios, I'm sure, what that symbolizes. But we were listening to this other guy about really... placement and service or serving out of fullness. And, you know, in Christianity and other religions, we talk a lot about what is service and how to serve and what does that look like. And some people believe it's a soup kitchen. Some people believe it's feeding the homeless. Other people believe it's their job that's service and ministry, whatever, you name it. It just goes on and on. So everybody has a different definition of what, quote, service may be or look like. And really what we've discovered along our journey is that if you're in a job, a J-O-B, just over broke, usually most of the time, right? And you're feeling out of alignment, you're feeling disgruntled, you're feeling frustrated and depressed and oppressed and all the rest, that's super important to listen to. Mm-hmm. You know, we're taught this false humility or this false kind of denial to just suck it up and have a good attitude in something that may be completely out of alignment with who you are in your fullness. And so what do you do in situations like that? Well, the first thing is to not run out and try to get something else, we've discovered, but it's to still yourself and begin to drop in, paddles up, drop into the spirit to allow the exploration of the spirit and yourself to bubble up, to bring up that which brings fullness to your life. You know, and it has nothing to do with money. It's if you're thinking about money, you're still in the egoic nature. So it's more to do with service and what would literally make you come alive in fullness. And maybe you don't know that, but that's why it's good to still yourself in meditation first.
That's right. Like what, you know, what's your highest passion in a way? There's that way to kind of feel it. But what brings you joy in service to humanity? And you know, what's your love specialty? I love that kind of phrase. What is your love specialty? Because it's what you love doing for people. And it gives you juice. It gives them juice. And there's a flowing current. It's your God-given gifts and creative thinking and all this where the flow is. And things effortlessly come in and supply. It doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to be in this state of foreboding life. And that is the beached whale syndrome. And you know you're out of place. People know you're out of place. And, you know, we talked about you're always in alignment. Well, what we mean by that is that God is using good out of everything. You can't get it wrong, because now the beached whale syndrome you may be experiencing is giving you contrast to wake you up and know that you know that you know you're made for the deep and made for the water. And so that, you know, it gives you that wisdom to be able to help others if they've experienced the beach whale syndrome and they just can't quite figure out what it is. And, you know, some of the symptoms and signs you go through is you're feeling lost. You feel like you can't hear anymore and a direction, you know, you're stagnant. You feel stuck. I mean, you think of all the analogies surrounding the beached whale, and John and I were just talking about this earlier too, is that the whole thing of feeling like you can't hear, you know, the birds of a feather fly together, right? The birds of a feather fly together. And it's the same with the whales, is that beached whale's not able to hear because the sonar and the language and the of the whales is through the water. the frequencies, the vibration. They speak through the vibration of the water. And so if you're a beached whale, well, it's no wonder why you can't hear. You're out of proximity is power, so to speak, to be able to hear that.
And your natural element.
Yeah, your natural elements. And it's so important to be in that, right? And not try to be something you're not.
Yeah, and really it's not a forced situation unless you are literally beached, meaning that you are stuck in depression, you're stuck in frustration, and you see no way out. And this is where people come along your beach and they begin to look and say, okay, this whale's out of alignment, so let's do what we can to put them back in their element. And notice whenever this happens on the news, I mean, the news gets a hold of this. It makes national news. Hundreds of people swarm around the whale to try to get it back in its element so that it can breathe. It's gasping for air. It's dying because it's breathing oxygen that it was never designed to breathe. Yes, it comes up in the ocean and it does its thing with this spouting the water and all of that, but it was designed to live in the deep, like Amy said.
Yeah.
And then what happens is there's this sonar communication with other whales that are in the deep, and then you have this flow that happens where
to
just know who you are, because then the other whales look at you and they're like, okay, you're one of us, we're one of you. There is no trying to define this differently. You already are in alignment. And so then you just go about your service. And what is that? To be the whale you were created to be.
Right.
So what happens when you're beached? Well, you get fat and lazy, right? You begin to turn to addictive things in order to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And we reach for things to appease us to the point to where we want to feel good, but we're reaching on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is that whale cannot do anything on its own once it's beached. It needs help. Yes, it needs help from the outside, but this is where you allow God to do it from the inside, because we're different beings. You know, we have a spirit, and animals are obviously made up of a different source, but still the same principle applies, that everything's internal that we have need of. And so this is where we drop in, we throw our hands in the air, paddles up, and we allow the current to take us, the current of the spirit to take us right back into the deep.
Mm-hmm.
But if you resist and fight and say, nah, this job makes me a lot of money,
right,
I'll survive, I'll take care of it, but yet you're making everybody else and yourself miserable, and you're putting yourself in denial, right? Is to say, well, this makes a lot of money and it pays the bills, but you're miserable.
Or you're afraid to let people down because
right.
you've met people that you know deep down are kind of at a lower place than you, but they're more made for the shallows, but they keep trying to convince you that you are too, and you know deep down you're designed for the deep. You can't swim in the shallows. Your hands are tied, so to speak. You can't fully operate in your design, but because you're afraid of hurting their feelings or losing that friendship, or you've allowed yourself to kind of damper down and make yourself small and live in this box of smallness. And I really believe God's calling all of us out of that and saying it's time to get back into the deep, back into who, let yourself free, set yourself free, and allow the current that you know keeps pulsating up within you to draw you back into the deep. So, so important.
Yeah, and it's we know when things are out of place. We just know it. Everyone knows it.
Mm-hmm.
When a whale is on the beach, when people are out of alignment, it's like we've talked about before, and we're going to discuss this a lot more in the future. It's this one person out of alignment in a corporation or
on the
job. It's a
domino effect, isn't it?
Everybody knows it.
Mm-hmm.
When that one person or two people are just, they're only, maybe a 3 degrees off, some are 90 degrees off, but it could be only just a few degrees. And if they were allowed to naturally flow right into where their fullness of service is and their gifts, talents, and abilities, then it begins to click. Everything begins to flow smoothly, like the whale gracefully swimming through this deep.
And this is so important for all of you that are in management positions or, you know, administrators, where you have the power to oversee your staff and really feel out by the Spirit who needs to be in the positions or not. Because you can just, you can really help that beached whale syndrome to pop them back out of it to where they can get back in their flow. I mean, a lot of you guys have heard our stories we've told many times of the guy that was serving in the kitchen as a dishwasher, and he had culinary experience as a baker. And because we were tuning in, we saw he was stuck in the beached whale syndrome here.
In the dish pit.
And feeling miserable, lethargic. He just, you know, wanted to just, is very depressed. So we have to go in and feel out the current and sat him down, had a talk with him, say, what do you really want to be doing? And you could see the water start surrounding
him.
Just the question starts pouring the water and deepening things for them to where you can actually see who they are and what they're really going to thrive in your company for. So we repositioned him, right? And this is the thing, right? When the whale's on the beach, people come around, they'll dig the sand out underneath and get the water back in on the whale so that it can free it up. And so this is what's going on, what we did with this worker. So we positioned him as, okay, John's like, you're going to be the head baker then. Let's put you in there. See what you can do. And sure enough, he started thriving. His whole posture changed. He stood up straight. He got his hair cut, clean shaven. And then, of course, we had a big event for the cake event. And the owner of the company came in. It was his birthday. And he said, who is that baker? Whoever he is, don't you ever get rid of him. It's amazing. And so just those adjustments and tuning in and not just writing people off at your workplace, you know, like, oh, they're just a pain. It's like, wait a minute. Are they stuck in the beach whale syndrome? Let's find out here. You know, and you always have those that refuse to change and they don't want to, and you've got to make adjustments there. But for the ones that are just needing that little extra help, mm-hmm. to be positioned back into the water, back in their vein, that's where you have a service you can come in and help them in your position and as an administrator.
Yeah, and I can't tell you how many times when somebody has been completely out of alignment and they were in the industry only because of the money or because mm-hmm. it was a job. And that's when things get a little challenging, because then when you sit down with them as a manager or supervisor or director, then you have to be really honest and say, look, you know, everybody knows you yourself, and everybody knows that this has been a challenge for you. It's obvious.
Yeah.
And so what, I want to help you. And the moment you say, I want to help you, then they begin to awaken. They're like, what? You want to help me? Yeah.
Yeah, or how can I be of service to you?
Yeah, this may not be the industry or the company for you, but I want to be a concierge for you. I want to be of service and try to help you. And I've done that several times with, you know, if I knew somebody, I'd make a phone call with somebody, you know, some other company or something like that, and it's really helped them. And then they walk out of the office when I had to terminate them, for example, and they had a smile on their face, and everybody's like, what in the world did you say to them? I say, well, listen, just because they're not a fit here doesn't mean that they don't have an alignment in the deep somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, in their own deep.
In their own deep. And we're not talking about, just because we're saying, you know, deep and grandiose, not everything has to be this grandiose call. We have callings that call to us constantly. So maybe it is you always wanted to try out, you know, try out a certain industry of like design or computers or something, and you have this desire. Well, there's nothing that says that you can't. It's calling to you, right?
That's
it's a calling.
Current. That's the current you got to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to try it and let it pull on you. And then you'll discover, well, this really wasn't what I thought. Or, wow, this makes me come alive. And that's what we have the freedom to do in Western nations. I realize that some nations don't have that freedom. But in Western nations like America and Europe, for the most part, we have this freedom to choose. And some people get so stuck saying, okay, well, am I going to get in trouble with God? Or am I going to make a wrong turn? Am I going to make a wrong decision? When we have the freedom to look and to explore and to be drawn into, then that is God's invitation saying, hey, why don't you try this? There's a green light over here. You know, like Graham Cook always says, it's a green light until there's a red light. And they're so true. We've discovered that, but we've also been conditioned in the past to think that, well, if I got to be so careful that if I make a left turn and it's the wrong, my life is going to get messed up, you know. Mm-hmm. But if it's calling to you,
your heart always knows.
Yeah.
Your heart and body really know the future because they're partnered with your spirit, and which your spirit's all knowing, you know, with God, it's tuned in. You have your eternal spirit. And so that's why we don't really want to listen to our head, is it? You know, all it can refer to is past experience. And we don't want to keep, repeating the past, do we? So how do you get out, just in your own personal life, just this beached whale syndrome? And again, it's paddles up. It's dropping into the spirit in your current, feeling that current that's always flowing. So what is calling to you right now? In the next moment, let's just dial it down. You don't have to focus on this big call. It's not about the big call.
Or long-term plans.
No, it's the next step and the next step and the next moment. And that's why we're all learning to be here now, live in the moment. So, you know, what is calling to you? What do you know has been calling to you for a long time? And begin to inch your way towards that. You know, you have full permission. Again, it's a green light. Only one stopping you is you.
Yeah, it's like it just along those lines, she's just saying, a beached whale, let's break this down. A beached whale guarantees most likely thinking, I don't know how I got here, but all I know is my next breath.
Right.
All I know is I need to roll in back into the water so that I can breathe.
Yeah.
And in some of you, that's all that's necessary right now is you feel like you can't breathe. You're suffocating with what's happening. And all that's necessary is to allow the refreshing of the moment of meditation, throwing God's your hands presence. In the air, to allow the deep breath. Like a lot of these spiritual teachers and ministers and all that, they'll say, take a deep breath. Why? It's okay, I need some oxygen in the moment.
From your spirit.
That's the best place to start. And a lot of you, that's all you need to take that next step.
Yeah, and you think about, so every day, the tide comes in and the tide goes out a few times, you know, a couple times a day or so. And so you have these opportunities each day. Okay, am I going to go into the deep? Am I actually going to relent and release and allow this to happen? And so it's like God sending people to you, you know, here and there each day, giving little nuggets. You see something on TV that's a sign. You're getting different signs and witnesses. It's like the tide coming in. And so it really just, again, comes down to you releasing yourself and allowing and not to be afraid of the deep, not to be afraid to go back into the water. And don't get stuck in your head thinking you've got to know everything. The instincts will kick in of who you are, and you'll naturally, it's just, again, it's turning into who you truly are, and everything you need to know will be there for the next step. You don't have to keep trying to prepare and, oh, I don't know enough, so I better stay on this beach till I do. No. God put instincts, divine instincts within you. It's time to start tapping into them.
Yeah, and guess what? You're wondering, you're sitting here going, okay, this doesn't feel right. You're on the beach, okay, and you know that something's out of alignment. In your egoic nature, you're going, okay, but I know that I feel out of alignment, even though I'm not, because my spirit's always in alignment. But my egoic mind, the egoic realm has taken me in an opposite direction of what naturally comes natural.
Yes, and so that's you're, how you know.
So you're sitting there going, okay, why am I not being provided for? Why isn't anything working? Why is everything imploding?
It's a sign. Well,
it's because your sustenance is not on the beach.
Yeah.
It's in the deep where everything naturally is drawn towards you, as you stay in movement through the current. You notice how whales, they will sleep, right? And they'll suspend themselves, but they spend most of their life in movement with the currents all over the planet. They move with the tides. They move with the currents. It's natural for them. And then that's where their food is found.
Yeah.
It's right there in that pathway of the current. It's not a struggle. It's effortless.
And
so
it's not on the beach.
It's not on the beach. That's where things get efforted.
And dry and rigid and stale and crackly. And you feel like you want to die every day because you are. It's like a slow death.
And there's nothing worse than the stench of a dying dead whale on the beach.
Yes.
It just, the smell is horrific. So
don't be one of those.
So if you're smelling bad.
Yeah, you're starting to smell something and other people around you are too. Time exactly. to get back in the deep. And you know, here's the thing too with the ego, as you guys know, the ego can only see what it will lose, not what it will gain. Your spirit's trying to tell you all the time, this is where the gain is out in the deep. But your ego keeps saying, this is what you're losing. You're going to lose these friends. You're going to lose. There might be some opportunities in the shallows, so I better hang out here just in case, because it's more familiar. And staying there in that smallness, you never expand into who you're designed to be. And so take the risk. It's more of a risk staying on that beach with the, you know, decaying than getting back out into the deep and thriving. So
yeah, I'm reminded of this HR rep that I worked with a few years ago, and it was interesting because we had a couple of discussions. She actually worked for a NBA basketball team before coming to the senior living world, and I said, well, how did you like that, being an HR rep for NBA? She goes, oh, I loved it. I just came alive because I love basketball. I love sports. And I said, well, what happened? Well, this one paid more. So, okay. Well, can I ask you a couple questions around that? And she goes, oh, yeah. Like she was responding like, well, what's wrong with that kind of thing. So I said, well, let's break it down a little bit. So let me get this straight. You just said is you loved it there. You loved the sport. You loved working in that environment. You came alive. And I bet you leaped out of bed every morning, right? She goes, oh, yeah. Yeah, I couldn't wait to get there. And I said, okay, well, how much more are you really making? Well, a few dollars more, but it makes a difference. Okay?
In what?
You know, and I just kind of went there. And then the more I went there, the more irritated she got. So I backed off. And it always kind of confounds me that, and I've done this too, so I can't, there's no judgment here, but confounds me about myself and others is that we'll sacrifice what makes us come alive for a couple bucks.
Yeah.
And
you end up spending anyway. And you wonder where it went. So it's an illusion.
It is an illusion. And is it really worth it? You know,
to be in torment with energy.
Split energy, and you're like
depressed.
We're going to do another message too, a lot more on this idea of really the split energy syndrome too, where people want to go and do things for a couple more dollars when everything is already alive in that. In other words, your lifestyle with all these payments and credit cards and car payments and house payments and all of that can really be adjusted to fit and to minimize and to downside. Yes. If you have to do something that you really enjoy and makes you come alive and makes
priority.
Everyone around you happy.
Priority.
And why not make that adjustment? Who says that you have to have all these things to keep up with the Joneses? That's the egoic realm saying that I have to have these nice things. And hey, believe me, we've been there. we've been there. We've gotten the nice cars and all that. But then we're like, okay, we have this massive payment. What do we do now?
Yeah, because it starts taxing your energy.
It does.
And you keep thinking that, well, if I just make a little bit more money, then I'll be able to do the things I really want to do. And it's such a lie because it actually, because now you're working more hours or the job is so exhausting that you now have no energy to do what you really want to do and feel called to do. And so it splits you again. And so it really does, it comes down to getting back into your spirit, into the current, and asking the Lord, okay, what do I need to let go of? Because you know the saying, when the ship is stuck on that sandbar, you have to release some things in order for it to lift off and get unstuck. So you got to let go of some things and really ask yourself, is this my ego holding on to this thing or my spirit?
Lighten the load, the beached whale. The beached whale lightens the load. He can roll on in back into the deep on his own. You know,
high tide is an opportunity every day.
High tide, yeah. See, that there it comes. God is always, quote, rescuing us. He said he'd provide a way of escape every single time. It's our own ego that determines whether that's the escape
I'm
want
tired.
Or not.
I'm tired. Not today. I'll do it tomorrow. The tide always comes in every day. But then you start conditioning yourself to smallness, not realizing it. And
yeah, or we judge what God provides.
Yeah.
We look at it and go, well, that's not enough money.
Yeah. That's not enough water to get me down in the deep. Well, really it is. It's enough for the next step.
For the next rollover.
Yeah.
The next little movement from the tail to get you inch in. See, that's the problem with America and Western nations is that everything is so quick and fast and we got to have it now.
It's got to be in the deep end immediately.
And man, we've discovered that this is a moment by moment, day by day grace. That's why he said, look, take no thought for tomorrow. No thought for tomorrow. That's not even sitting and writing things down and planning. That's no thought for tomorrow.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Wow.
Boy, we need to be more disciplined in that area. In a good way, right?
In a good way. It's no condemnation.
Like the Lord said, take every thought captive, you know? Take every thought captive into the mind of Christ, where he's present. He's in the eternal now. And it's just, a lot of times we just have our sloppy thinking. We're unconscious to it because we've been conditioned by watching our parents always think about the past or the future, society always thinking about the past or the future. And this is where when you're awakening, you're breaking out of that paradigm, out of that mold, to start flowing with your spirit to what calls to you moment by moment in today.
Yeah.
And celebrating that. I'm so guilty of that too, you guys. You know, John and I are both very future focused, and it takes a lot for us to just dial it in, stay in the moment, and knowing that today is just as valuable as tomorrow. What we do today, you know, was something that was a dream maybe a year ago, but now we're moved on to the next thing, and it's just a crazy mindset. And so we have to celebrate the little things that got done today.
And it makes you feel 100 times better when you accomplish one thing.
Yeah.
Just start with one little flick of the fin. One breath, a deep breath.
One scoot towards the deep a little more.
That's all it takes. And then the help begins to surround.
Yes.
You know, it's the angelic help. It's the natural help. And then you get the phone calls, the emails, the texts. And then you're like, oh, okay, somebody offers to help. Then the momentum starts acceleration happens.
Yes.
You know,
the sand starts loosening.
Yeah. So I remember back early on in the rafting days and all of that when I was a teenager. And I remember, well, even prior to that, about 12 years old, there was this one spot. It's kind of dangerous, really. I don't know why we did this, but family did this and everything. And where there's this river, and it was ice cold, but when it's hot out, it was really refreshing. And I remember we'd jump in and we'd ride the rapids just with our bodies. So we'd jump in, but right where we jump in, it was bubbling. And It was bubbling and boiling water, and it would keep you right there for a little bit until you made one draw of the hand to come out of it. And it was pretty easy when you pulled your hand out from away from it, because then it would shoot you out and down the rapids. And I just remember thinking, you know, all that was required was for me to jump in and then move my hand. It took me to move my hand, move my arm, move my hand, and it pulled me right out into the center of the rapids. And it's kind of like that, you guys. It's, we want the whole experience of the rapids, shooting down the rapids in a raft, or maybe some of you don't like that, but pick any analogy, okay? Maybe you love to surf. Maybe you love to do some outdoor boating activity. Well, look, when you're in a power boat, you have to take the boat on the trailer and back it into the water and unhook everything, put the plugs in so it doesn't sink the boat. There's steps to this. And oftentimes we're like, I just want to get out there and, you know, wakeboard or whatever. And we miss the steps. And when we miss the steps, it could be detrimental. It really could. Yeah. The boat can sink if you don't put the plugs
again,
in.
Again, it's the value. Where we're placing our value, we keep putting it on the end result of what's going to make us feel good. Instead of, you know, like they say, I get to do this. I get to have the ability to do, you know, get this boat into operation. I get to, whatever it is, I get to do it. And it changes that whole mindset instead of, oh, I have to do this so I can get out there. I have to do this. And, oh, man, it's just being more aware, isn't it, you guys, of just our energy and how we're framing things up into what we experience and what we choose to activate. It's everything. So I just want to encourage you guys to, even if you get a chance today, to dip yourself in to something that you know has given you joy and energy and makes you come alive, and that will start the momentum again and kind of snap you out of these states. You got to use movement. You got to do something different. If it means get in your car, go for a drive, get out there and go walking in nature, go for a swim, whatever it is, it's going to shift the movement of the energy to where you can get out of this heavy state. And it just really helps. But really encourage you, though. I mean, like, you know, they've got the, you know, artist classes, go paint and whatever, have your glass of wine or whatever, you know. You just go do something fun that's going to tap into your creativity, and the inspiration will come, because what you're doing is you're activating, because you're shifting your focus into something you know is in your zone, or something you felt a calling to try. And it's now going to start popping things open and activating things so the inspiration will come. It won't come when you keep sitting in the beached whale syndrome state and you're wondering, why? I can't hear anything. It's just so dry. Again, movement. If an opportunity comes to you today, somebody invites you to something, go for it.
Yeah, really good. Hope that helped with just some little nuggets to kind of get you moving in the right direction here with the deep.
Yeah.
And remember, it's not about striving, stressing, forcing, pushing, and breaking. And this is why it's coming up naturally, because the currents of life are not forceful.
Yeah,
they naturally flow downhill into the big ocean of possibility. And so, yeah. Let this be your awakening. Let this be a contrast situation.
Yes.
To where you can say, okay, well, I know I don't like laying on the beach now. So, yeah, put me back in the water, Jesus. Jesus, take the whale. Role.
Jesus, take the whale instead of the wheel.
Jesus, take the whale.
Take this whale. Oh, my gosh.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening, and tune in for the next one.
All right. Love you guys. Have a great day.